Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today to discuss Below Deck Mediterranean is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hey Ronnie, how are you?
Well, hi Ben, what you doing?
Just hanging out with you, talking Bravo. What you doing?
Drinking a LaCroix.
Wow.
Yeah, sparkling like water. It's pure.
Yeah.
Just ready to talk some Below Deck. I was hoping today for Below Deck we could go through and like practice some of the accents and stuff, because I always need a refresher by the time we're actually recapping this, especially because the show is on Peacock and they're showing it a week early. So by the time it gets to Bravo, I've taken the notes. You know, I wanted to take some weekend time. So I was like, I'm going to do these notes early. So now I'm like, what the hell's going on? So, you know, little update. We can learn some voices, etc.
Well, I have a question. Are we doing the voice lesson now, or are we recapping now? Or are we doing both? I'm a little confused.
Well, do you want to do the voice thing like as a separate thing, or
I thought it was
we didn't talk about it first?
I assumed it was the bonus episode this week.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, then never mind, everybody. We'll do that another time. So go listen to the bonus, okay?
We could do it here. We could do it here. I mean, I don't care. We could talk about something else on the bonus. I'm fine to do it here. We got it queued up.
Okay, yeah, we've got a video. Might as well.
Well, okay, we'll do it here. All in one, on one episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's episode 3. We should start getting into it. You know, get down to the nitty-gritty and start learning these stupid accents because, not that they're stupid, I'm stupid, you know, but I just can't remember by the time we do it. But really glad we get to see another guy with way too much testosterone try and own a woman on this show. You know, it's been a long time. So thanks, Below Deck. Thanks, Below Deck, for keeping that misogyny alive and well. Okay?
Yeah.
Feels great.
It feels really wonderful. Also, it's nice to see assholes back on Below Deck Med. Last season was all like everyone is nice. Well, there was Lexi. Lexi was an asshole, and Matt the chef. He wasn't so much. He was an asshole, but he was like a simpering asshole. Now we're back to good old classic Below Deck type of assholes, and they're all over the place for this season.
Yeah, they really are. All right, so let's get into it, shall we? So we start where we left off. Everybody is out on the town drinking, having fun. And the chef is getting upset because everyone's bugging him to know if he's in a relationship with Natasha. And Natasha's like playing it off like they aren't. But then he's giving that like jealous look across the table at everything she does.
Yeah. And he's like, at our old boat, me and Tosha, we got on, and we got on really well, and it was immediate, and it was a flame, and it was firing. It was totally firing, which is funny because I was raised in a town with cars on fire, so I understand when things are firing.
I love when a relationship is like my relationship growing up, you know? It's firing, it's bullying. This relationship is bullying. Natasha's like,
well, I was with my boyfriend for 4.5 years and things were not getting on, and he would pay me a lot of compliments, like, you know, look, you look so mad right now. It was hot when he said that. It was firing. It really was. It was bullying firing. That's what was going on with us.
Okay, so let's listen to a little Natasha.
Okay, to get her voice going. Okay, let's see. Here she is talking.
The relationship wasn't in a good place.
The relationship wasn't in a good place.
The relationship wasn't in a good place.
It wasn't in a good place.
The A's are as.
As.
In a good place.
The relationship wasn't in a good place.
Relationship. I think she also rolls her R's a little bit. Let's hear.
It was firing.
I was with my ex for like 4.5 years.
So it's not a roll, it's like a R.
I was with my ex for 4.5 years.
Yes.
I'm just her backup singer. I'm her I'm her echo.
Hold up, yes.
When I joined my last boat, relationship wasn't in a good place.
The relationship wasn't in a good place.
Okay.
Killing it. We're killing it.
So then, he continues with his side. He's like, she was slipping into my room, and it made it more passionate. Okay, now let's listen to a little bit of him.
Me, all this stuff saying that she's not happy with her boyfriend, and she wanted to be with me.
Wanted to be with me.
Okay. And she's like,
yeah, the first time we were drunk, and yeah, my ex cheated on me, but, you know, it's not right to cheat back still.
No.
It's not right to cheat back.
I'm not proud of it.
Okay. You know, terrible accents aside, yes, it is right to cheat back. If somebody cheats on you, the first thing you go do is fuck somebody else. Okay? That is right. Yes, it is. An eye for an eye, a dick for a dick. A pute for a pute, okay? Yes.
So Dave is like, well, when we joined this boat, the agreement that Tosh and I made was that we would do a week and then tell everyone, but she just wanted some more time. I mean, it's so hard because we really get along like, I wouldn't say like a house on fire, but more like a Suzuki, a 1999 Suzuki Samurai on fire.
We've got real chemistry going on, me and her. Like, antifreeze and a match. real chemistry.
She smells better than a Buick if engulfed in flames.
So Ashley says that she just doesn't want people to know because they're going to judge them. I mean, give me a break. You know, you're fucking him every night in your own room that you assigned yourself to. So I don't really know how you're going to escape that.
Yeah. And Natasha's like,
I just think it's a ticking time bomb with Dave. I think he just wants to release the secret. And I don't want people to judge us. It's kind of my business.
I'm like,
is this flowers in the attic?
The secret's inside of him. And he doesn't know what to do. He's going to explode with the secret.
Oh, I would hate for people to see our secret that we're secretly together when we share the same room together. They'll never catch on.
Now, this girl, I said from the first episode, and I'm saying it again, this girl looks like she cries a lot. You know, she's like one of those real positive people who talks about how positive she is and how many classes she takes to be positive. She's the biggest wreck here. And you could just tell. Like, she's smiling, but then when she gets serious, I'm like, oh my God, she's going to start crying manically.
Yeah.
Someone's going to need to help her.
That's why I take so many courses, because if you're taking courses, you're not crying.
Have I told you about my upside down pineapple cake yet?
It's a pineapple cake, but in the shape of a shot, because it's a shot.
I just don't want, I would have a regular side up pineapple cake shot, but I don't want people to judge me.
I don't want people to know about my deepest secret, that the pineapple cake is right side up.
So then Kyle's like, we're going to party it up now. That's what we're going to do right now. We're going to party it up, our shots. So they all start doing shots.
Your Kyle is pretty good, by the way. You really got that down. My Kyle is always kind of a mess. It's like a weird, like, South African-Australian mix. But you really got your Kyle down right there.
It's one second in our lives. Let's just hold on to it for a minute.
Yeah. Enjoy it. So they're all doing like shots and they're getting drunk and they're taking photos. And Natasha is like taking photos with Jason and everything. And Reagan is like,
we're gonna dance. Yes, let's dance.
We should probably have a Reagan.
Yeah, but first, Jason's like, oh, yeah, you look really great, Tosh, but you already know that. Hold on, I got to take a call on Natasha's foot. And Chef Angry is just like, I was bullied. I was bullied. And now it's time to go dancing. Oh, and the chef tells Natasha, he goes, oh, you miss your lover over there. And she's like, who are you talking about? And he's like, oh, Purple Toes. I'm like, uh-oh.
Purple Toes. Uh-oh. Chef's getting possessive. Storm, they're going to go dancing or whatever. And then Storm is telling, Dave, he's like, oh God, I love Talia's banter. I think we have such a vibe with, now I'm making him Australian. He's South African, right? I think this tutorial.
Okay. Let's listen to some Storm.
Okay. I feel like I'm all turned around. I feel like I put so much energy into Natasha that now everyone else is coming out crazy. Now I got to find Storm. I'm scrolling through here to try to find the Storm clip.
He doesn't say much.
He had like three monologues about his family out of nowhere this episode.
Yeah. His painful monologues this week were something. That's true. Yeah.
They were really, here he is talking.
I'd have to drive it, which is not legal at all. But like, I just tap into this work mode.
I tap into this work mode. I had to.
All right.
Because I had to pretend to be a father when I was a brother. And I got my life rights option to be a rom-com, but it's actually quite a tragedy.
The reason I'm on boats is because I learned to drive when I was six, really, so.
I learned to drive when I was six because my mother said in 10 years, you're going to have to drive around your daughters, who are actually your sisters. But it won't be involving incest. It's weird.
So I'm not really sure what he says here. He says something like, yeah, we have a vibe, me and her. Yeah, it's my fantasy, me and her. What's your fantasy? Like being with someone who witnessed protection? Is it like turning you on that this girl looks like she could be on the run from the mafia?
No, he's talking about Natalia. He's talking about Natalia, not Reagan. He has no interest in Reagan whatsoever. No one seems to be interested in Reagan, which explains why she's dancing by herself. The crazy, I don't even know how you describe this dance. It was like Elaine Bennis on crack. It was just like twirling and like her hands would dart out to the left and then come back in and then dart out to the left. It was like, it looked like a strange villain from Super Mario Brothers.
Have you ever played Grand Theft Auto while we're on video games? Duh, yes. Of course you did. Yeah, we've played that together. Okay, so she looks like someone dancing in a club on Grand Theft Auto. like just, they make no sense. And when you're driving along, they just like dance into the street and you run them over. And you're like, why are people dancing in the street?
Yeah, those moves were amazing. I can't wait to see all the gifs of it.
So let's see. So Jason's just watching Natasha dance, you know, creepily.
Yeah.
And, so the chef and Jason are both watching creepily, right? And so Natasha almost sits down with the chef, you know, because he's doing that thing where he's like staring at you. What he thinks is soulfully, like he thinks he's staring at you soulfully, but it's really, really scary to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch a lot of Lifetime, but I'm like,
he's giving iguana.
Bad news.
He's giving iguana energy. You know when an iguana just sort of stares at something? Because that's kind of mostly what they do. You know when someone walks into a store with an iguana on their shoulder thinking that they're so clever? And the iguana just staring at you like, yeah, I'm an iguana. And yes, I am at a Sweet Greens right now. And you're like, and you're just like looking and you're like, what is that iguana looking at? That's what Dave's doing. He's giving like iguana eyes to Natasha.
You're like, did that just blink with his ears? Like, what just happened? Like, with his earlobes. So then, Storm. I'm still stuck on Storm. It's my vibe. We have a she's my fantasy. Okay. So dances like a crazy person. Okay. Yeah. So Natasha's goes to order drinks, right? And so the chef is right there by your side all of a sudden. And she's like,
I'd like a right side up pineapple cake, please. Just to show that I'm a big person.
And he's like, why aren't you looking at me? Why aren't you looking at me? You're ignoring me. You're ignoring me now. And she is ignoring him because he's being fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I feel like Tasha's going out of her way to push me away. You know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but it feels like bullied. It feels like bullied.
Suddenly I feel like I'm the Toyota Camry and she's the match. So So now they hop into some vans to go back to the boats. And Jason is telling Natasha, she's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know what's going on with you and Dave, but you need to quit your bullshit. And just, I don't know, maybe you need to fuck or something. And he's like, it's exhausting. It's exhausting dealing with this.
It's just like, I want to be alone. I feel like I'm suffocating. So they return to the boat, and Reagan is still just, you know, shit face. They're like, why are you still punching your arms up in the air, Reagan? You know, it's like, get out of the party.
Yeah. So then Dave, now there are a bunch of them are like sitting in like the crew mess, just like hanging out. And then Dave goes up to Jason and he's like, if you're going to try and solve the world, mate, for no apparent reason, you're starting to borrow an eye looking at everyone else. So if you can't, you can try and do that, pal. I'm like, what?
Well, he does that guy thing. Oh, I hate this when guys do this. So Jason is sitting there in the mess eating, right? And he's in the back of the booth, so he's kind of trapped there. And you're also facing the audience, right? Like, there's nothing, he can't get out. And so Jason has his full attention, and he just like swaggers in and he's like, you okay, princess? Which, yeah, that's never good when a straight guy says that to another straight guy. That means you're about to go into a locker. Okay. He's like, yeah, okay, princess. And he's like, yeah, I'm sick of talking to drunk people. So then he's like, yeah, well, you're trying to solve the world for no apparent reason. You're trying to borrow an eye from someone else so you can look. Okay. You're trying to do that, pal. Take an eye to look. You're all right, pal. You're all right. And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. He's like, you're all right.
Ugh. Yeah, he's sort of saying it in this like threatening way, like a pseudo threatening way. And like
leering. He's leering over him.
He is leering. He has now gone from like iguana to like maybe just like a hungry iguana. I don't know. Like hostile iguana. So like it's not totally clear what specifically he's talking about, but the tone is clear. Like the tone is kind of like, he's trying to egg on Jason to like fight or something, or like he's like asserting his masculinity or something.
Yeah, it's like trying to start a fight, basically. Yeah.
And so Jason's like, I'm good. You proved your point. I'm good. And Dave goes, oh, you're so funny.
Yeah, I think you are good. You sure? Yeah, you lot are so funny. You think you're fine, but you're not fine. You're not. And he's like, yeah, bro, I stopped fighting a decade ago. Okay? I was in finance. I stopped fighting about the same time I stopped spreadsheets. So, you want a piece? And he's like, I'm just saying, back it up, bro. You better back it up.
I know, he's just doing that.
You better back it up.
So then Jason is like, I'm gonna go eat this in my room. Don't touch me. And then he's like, let's wedge in some strange backstory, which is actually a little bit more relevant to the other backstory. He goes, yeah, I remember once getting into a fight in college. I was in Taco Bell. I got knocked out. And then they show like a picture of him in college. It's like, yeah, great story.
Fighting is exhausting, and you know what? You think that's going to win her over? It's only going to make it worse. And then the chef goes, wash your hair, mate. Back it up. You better back up, you unwashed Jamie.
Yeah. Clean your shirt. Get a different shirt and wash your hair or something. Change your shirt.
This is not cool. I mean, this guy, like, I don't care if you're drunk. Like, if that's your first instinct when you're drunk is to, like, try and start a physical fight with someone because you think they want your girl. Like, what is this, Grease?
Your girl that you have not
fuck out of here.
Publicly claimed also, by the way. So not that publicly like, even claimed. Whether it's, but meaning that not that like he therefore gets like dibs, but meaning like there's no indication anyway that like you get, it's like not quote unquote.
No, girl, I know what you mean. You know? Right. Like you're not even technically with her. Right.
Yeah.
So then he goes, they go to their cabins basically, and Natasha's taking a shower, and he just takes off his shirt and kind of hulks, but it's in that tiny little space. So he's waiting, you know, with the only power he has left, his pecs. So she comes out and she's like, are you okay? And he's like, I started it with your boyfriend. That's all I did. I started it. I just did it. I told him, back it up, bitch. This is my house. You don't come to my house in the Berkshires and act like this. What kind of man is you?
So then Kyle, meanwhile, sees Jason and he's like, Jay, you okay? And he's like, I'm fuming. It's like a power move because he was trying to get with the girl. And because he's not getting the girl, he's trying to be like brave. Did he say brave? I couldn't actually hear what he said. Did he say brave?
Alpha? What I got.
Oh.
Yeah. So then Natasha is telling What's-His-Buns, Sheffy, to get in the shower. But then he does. And so she leaves the room and goes upstairs. She grabs her shit and leaves, which is smart. So she goes to sleep in the primary room, and she's like,
his behavior's not healthy. He's drunk and angry. I just want some space for mom.
I'm like, well, good luck. Glad you assigned your room.
That worked out well for you. Yeah, also, that worked out well for you, winding up in, like, the primary cabin. And then Dave gets into bed next to, like, a 12-pack of water, and he just starts crying. He's like,
he's like, oh. It's
like, okay, sir. Okay, sir. So now,
what do they do to you in chef school? I mean, it's like you chop so many onions, you just can't stop crying. What the hell, chef?
You don't know what it's like being raised around the Suzu's on fire. It's very difficult. Very difficult.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Everyone goes to bed wasted, and they wake up wasted. Everyone's still wasted. And Reagan just stays in bed. She's like, fuck it. Fuck it. All right, let's get some... Oh, wait, we don't have Reagan talking yet. So she's just staying in bed while everybody else gets up and works.
Yes.
And Natasha and Dave's bunk. So she comes back in to get some stuff, and he's like, you weren't here last night. And she's like,
I was in the Mr. Cabin. You were in a rage. And I don't need to be around anything negative right now. I just need to focus. No drama. No stress.
It's like, well, you know, you're doing great at that by, like, hooking up with the chef and then telling him it's all a lie. And then, you know, what the hell's going
on? You don't want stress.
I need, I need Captain Lee in here.
If you don't want...
Yeah, listen here, Peckerwood.
Yeah, if you don't want stress, then don't...
taking this shit anymore. Keep it zipped up or keep it off the boat. God damn it.
Yeah, and so Dave is like, I mean, last night, I obviously clearly fucked up, and now
Ben,
Natasha can't even look at me in the eyes.
You're in a rage. Ben, I'm not here for any of your negativity.
I guess you can't.
Ben left me.
I guess you can't hear me.
Oh, there you are. No, I didn't hear you. I just heard the deep sea. Doop, doop, like a submarine.
Maybe something weird happened because there's a tripod that I have like in this room, and it just fell over on its own accord. And then the moment it fell over was when you stopped being able to hear me. Maybe there's like a ghost. Maybe a clumsy ghost just wafted through.
I wonder what the tripod's monologue would be. The tripod's like, I was a good tripod until I remembered kindergarten. When I got gum stuck in my head, everyone laughed.
I have a child back in Nicaragua, so I never get to see my child, but that's because I grew up with a mother who had five arms. It was crazy. Do you know what it's like to be a tripod when you have a mother who's a sink pod? Is that what you call it? Sink? Because Cinco? I don't know. My backstory lacks gravitas.
So speaking of tripods, the chef's like, I know, I completely understand that, and I respect that. It's just, like, it's just so stupid we can't talk about the real reason, you know? It's driving me nuts. I'm going insane. I can't have a night ride. I'm so much. Like,
all right, feel better. Bye.
Just leaves.
So now Kyle, Sandy's, like, sitting in like, the... in the wheelhouse, just like hanging out, like, oh, what a great day to be sitting on this sofa kind of thing in this room. Just gonna sit here and I'm sure nothing's gonna happen. And Kyle walks in because he's gonna go like clean her room. And he's like, oh, hello there, Sandy. Had such a great day. God, Reagan was wasted last night. She's doing somersaults. You were doing somersaults? No, she was. Keep up, bitch. Anyway, I just came out of the closet last year. Can I do your room now?
Oh, she was doing somersaults, huh? Wow. So you're saying Reagan?
Yes, Reagan. You know, the somersault girl. That's what we call it. A somersault girl and a somersault wig.
And she's like, oh. All right. And she's just, you see her writing that down in her little notebook and in her head. You know, she's like, writing that down in my head right now. Ow, God, that hurt my head. Okay, I should move to a crayon instead of a pen in my head. Okay, got that note.
Note to self. Remind Reagan, somersaults are nice, but a real leader does cartwheels. Okay, go on.
Note to self, don't draw on your own brain with a ballpoint. It hurts. Ball should be soft, but it also has a point. It's in the name of the pen. God damn it, Sandy.
Really firing on all cylinders, huh? So now it's like cleaning, lots of cleaning. And Sandy's looking at a map and everyone's doing all sorts of stuff. And Storm's like, Reagan, man who had to drive his daughters who were his sisters. Reagan.
And Reagan's still in fucking bed. I can't believe this girl. So he's like, well, I want to figure out where she is so we can talk about a game plan. That's what we need to do. We need to talk about a game plan. And then she just goes into the bathroom and barfs. So then Jason and Z are talking, and Jason's really frustrated. He's like, dude, I'm moving all over the place, but I'm not doing anything. I need some direction. This is like a spreadsheet without columns. Like, what is the point?
Ballpoints, they're great pens. I just was talking about them to myself in my brain. So then Storm,
brain bleeders, those.
In the absence of Reagan, Storm starts making, like, calling out orders, which then leads to his first opportunity to wedge in some strange backstory. He's like, you know, with the bosun, you should understand, but whether you're hungover or you just need to crack on, what's important is you just have to be there. Like, my sisters used to call me their dad because their father was a piece of shit. And I used to go to father barbecues because I would act like their dad because I had a mustache, but I was their brother. And it was weird because I was 19 or 20 and definitely not their dad, but I was always like, I'm their dad. It was strange. So in conclusion, I pretended to be my sister's dad, which relates to being a bosun. Thank you.
And that's why I like to crack on with duties, because laziness makes me frustrated. I'm like, okay. It's quite a journey you just took there, buddy. So, and as of hearing all of this, Reagan just crawls back in bed in her uniform. She's like, I'm not even going out there. So then,
they said I can't get out of bed until I have a backstory, but unfortunately the reason why I'm wearing my wig is because of my backstory, if you catch my drift. I witnessed a crime. That's what I'm trying to say.
She has the best backstory, I think.
Yeah, me and my mom, we get wasted together and take turns holding each other up on the way home. That's when we saw the man get bonked on the head with the back of a gun and fall to his death. Not that you heard that from me.
It's like she has these false allegations against Daniel Craig.
He's a murderer. I will never watch James Bond because of what I've seen. Or haven't seen, I should say.
So then the chef goes down to the little toy hole or whatever and finds Jason. And he's like, listen, Purple Toes, listen, I just wanted to say I'm sorry about last night because I really didn't mean to offend you, bro. And Jason's like, I mean, okay, like, I know you didn't mean to. And he's like, no, I don't. I didn't. And I really apologize. It's sincere, bro. It's sincere. And Jason's like, okay, I will begrudgingly take your hand right now.
Yeah. By the way, Jason is an asshole. I feel like that's getting lost in the mix because there are so many people who are incompetent around him. But he's like a full asshole, right?
He has asshole vibes, but I can see why he's so annoyed and frustrated. I see it.
I see it as well, but I also think he's an asshole. It's one of those things where it's like, yes, you might be justified in what you're saying and doing, but you're also still an asshole. It doesn't, like, the two things don't overlap necessarily for me in this case.
Well, I feel like his story's bullshit. He's like, yeah, I was just in finance, but then I was like, you know what? Live your life, brah. I'm like, no, you had like a raging coke habit. You hit like a customer, and now you can't be employed anywhere because you've probably got a rap sheet, and you're painting your toenails purple to prove that you're like a hippie, but you're really a raging serial killer.
Let's be honest. He sunk Lehman Brothers, okay? I'm just saying it right now, okay? 2008, it's Jason's fault.
Pref sheet meeting. So she's like, Reagan, pref sheet meeting. And you just hear, blah. There's just like a croak on the radio.
Come on, Sunday.
So she like crawls into the grudge into the preference sheet meeting. And Sandy's like, hey, so where have you been? And she's like,
oh, I was sick, Sunday.
And Sandy's like, that's called a hangover.
No. No, but it could be food poisoning also.
No,
it's alcohol. Don't kid yourself. Welcome, Captain Sandy's AA. It's like regular AA, but it's more empowering for women, okay? Now, hello, my name is, I'm not going to take your crap, you, okay? You don't get a chip here. Here, you get a dolphin that you could possibly hit at any moment, all right?
And that's the challenge. You know, when they say walk a straight line, it's like take a yacht through a straight line through two dolphins, but it doesn't have as catchy of a tone, so I don't say it a lot.
Okay, can we hear some Reagan?
Absolutely. Let's
get this Reagan, because my Reagan's just a flailing.
When you're in charge of a deck crew.
Okay, Sandy, we get it. Okay,
no, got it, Sandy. Jeez.
Reagan's not saying a lot in this moment because she's, you know, hungover. She's actually just nodding at what Sandy's saying and coughing. Okay, let me go to a different Reagan area where she has something to say, maybe. She's not. I'm poking through. Okay, here we go.
I'm figuring out everyone with the weaknesses and where I need to be more.
I'm figuring out everyone with the weaknesses and where I need to be more.
Okay.
She has bad reception voice. You just have to drop out the audio every like few beats.
I'm just trying to figure out what everyone's weaknesses. That's a mean ball, so I couldn't do that. I think I got feet posted there.
We're literal idiots. Okay, so the captain's like, now listen, when you're in charge of a deck crew, the last thing you want to do on your second charter is show them that you're incapacitated. Okay? Incapacitated is a long word that makes people uncomfortable. Like decapitated. It's even longer than decapitated. Now that's an uncomfortable word. Do you want to be decapitated, incapacitated? That's what I thought. Here's your dolphin. Wear it around your neck till the next meeting.
The point of the story is this. If you're going to be a bosun, you can't show your crew that you've been decapitated. Okay?
All right. Now, Emily Butler, she works for a family business in Idaho. So we're basically scrapping the bottom of the barrel here. Got it? Okay, now, we've got a crew from Idaho on the boat today. Now, if anybody wants to be decapitated, now's the time.
Now, listen, it's a little confusing because her last name is Butler, but she is actually not part of the service team, okay? She is an actual guest.
Please do not ask her to carry suitcases for you, Reagan. Okay.
She is not Reagan. I see you're already trying to get her to blow up that inflatable. Don't do that, Reagan. She's not a real butler.
Now here's what I can tell you from looking at the press sheet. These are girls who love fedoras. Okay? They're all in Kyle Richards fedoras today. But here's what I want. Sun up, sun down. They want to be in the water. They want Moroccan food at sunset. One of them hates seafood, which thankfully, you know, is not really big in Moroccan food. And Reagan, you can jump on it anytime. You got anything to say, Wig? And Reagan's like, oh, well, all the water was in the water. I'll tell you that much.
So Sandy's like, listen, I'm going to say what my best gay friend says to me when I ask him, what are you into? What are sports? What are sports? What are sports? Okay.
Oh, now listen, I expect you to pull out every single toy the first thing, because you know what's going to make me mad? A toyless charter with people from Idaho and fedoras. Okay. Get to it, everybody.
I don't know what you're saying, Reagan, but...
Call me when you're out of that tunnel, Reagan, okay? So now cleaning.
Reagan barks some orders. Reagan's like,
okay, one of us can wash, one of us can brim, and one of us can wipe down, and whatever you feel like doing, just wait out, just keep out,
Okay, Reagan.
Yes. She's like, whatever you want to do, really. I can't hold it. You know, I'm spinning right now. And Storm's like, wow. Okay. Well, we need to have a procedure. I can't deal with it right now. Everything's spinning right now. That's what I'm telling you. Like, okay.
Well, what I was trying to say is that we need to have a procedure, much like the time I had my wisdom teeth taken out. And the dentist said, how old are you? And I said, I was 5. And he said, why do you have this mustache? I said, because I'm a future father to my sisters. That's why. And that's to this day why I do procedures.
So
I'm sorry. That one got away from me.
I was with you. I'm like little mustache 5 year old.
Listen, they can't all be winners, okay?
It was a winner.
Sometimes you hit the dolphin. Sometimes you send your yacht through two dolphins, and you come back with a little bit of a skid mark. Okay.
Spoiler. So Natasha and the chef are texting, and they want to meet. It's time to have the meeting. So they meet in the cabin, and she pulls a power move where she's like, "Come down to the cabin because we need to have a talk." And he comes down, but she's in the bathroom. It's like, yeah, you always make them wait.
She does do a lot of bathroom work as part of her power plays. I mean, she had earlier, she made him go in the bathroom, then she disappeared. Now she has him come in, and then, but she's in the bathroom. She's like, I feel like she's like a theater director or something. She's like,
well, we have this space, we might as well use it.
Yeah, she does. She does do a lot of space work. She's like, you know what?
I'm going to curl my hair very slowly to show you how upset I am with you.
This bathroom is my Chekhov's gun. If you see this bathroom, you know I'm going to go into it.
So he's waiting there for a while, but then finally he just opens the door and he's like, you're taking a shower. I'll come in. I was like, who calls a meeting in the shower? Who does that? What kind of meeting is this?
Meeting of the penis and vagina.
We need to have a very serious meeting while I clean my armpits.
Okay. Serious relationship talk time.
Preference sheet meeting in my vagina.
So then they bang. And she's like, well, I've only got about 5 minutes. But then it's 28 minutes later. Okay, look, I know Captain Sandy is all up everybody's butt usually. She's like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Why didn't you do it with love? Hey, did you hug that entree before it went out? But how is nobody noticing that they're just gone for half an hour?
I know. And then we're just sitting there looking at this door while the music is like, dun 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 dun. I'm like, we get it. They're having sex. We can move this along.
And she comes out wiping her eyes. It's like, wow, that now I can see the attraction.
And he was naked, and they showed him naked in the shower behind her.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that part.
Yeah, go back. How was
it? I'm going back.
Well, it was like foggy. It was like foggy, so.
Oh, I love a foggy penis. Okay, so then Reagan is barfing still. She's like, they're doing provisions. And of course, there's something to carry. So Reagan gets the hell out of there to barf.
Yeah. And then Kyle does this thing. Okay. I don't know why it annoys me when Kyle does it versus Jason. Because Jason did essentially the same thing and it didn't annoy me. But when Kyle did it, it annoyed me because I feel like Kyle is this person. He goes up to, he's like in the galley. And he's like, oh, the power team, the couple. And Tasha's like, who's the couple? And he goes, you and Dave. Come on, you guys are so fucking in love. It's not even funny. I'm like, oh, you know those people who are always trying to like suss out things? And you're like, oh, God, I can't stand people who are always trying to like be like, I figured it out about you. I'm like, you don't even know me. I mean, he's right in this case, but.
Well, Natalia and Kyle are both like that, right? They're like the extras in some, I was going to say Midwestern movie. That's not what I mean. Like a movie, a medieval movie, you know, like where there's castles. And there's always like,
Medieval Midwest.
Hey, you going to go to the joust today? I think so.
Wow, you going to the stick fight? That's called a joust. All right, whatever you're going to call it. It's two guys fighting with their sticks, okay?
Hey, there was a dragon up there. You want to go see the dragon? Hold on, I just want to finish Beowulf. Can't wait to see what happens.
But they are kind of like ladies in the village, you know, who are like, oh, really? Where's the power couple? Oh, don't tell me they're not a power couple. They sure are a power couple. And then everyone gets beheaded because they've been spreading rumors, you know?
Yeah. They're basically like Imelda Staunton's. They're both like just two Imelda Staunton's.
So then we go to the pineapple upside down cake shot, which, listen, you're going to have to learn some new tricks because your shots are disgusting. Okay, I don't know if anyone has ever sat down and told you, Natasha, you seem like a nice girl with manically obsessive crying, but your shots are terrible. You need to work on that.
Yeah, I think it's that. It's not that she needs to learn any new tricks. She needs to just get rid of the tricks and just do proper shots. Because I'm just like scared for the rest of the season. I'm already pretty traumatized by those blue raspberry ones from the first charter. Like those were so heinous, and that she made them like two or three times, and now she's on upside down pineapple shots. Like just put some tequila in there. That's all. Just tequila.
So into your weights, 5 minutes to get into your weights. The horses are going to be coming at each other. Guess what? News alert. They're making iron helmets for horses now. Can't wait to see how that goes. Okay, see you at the joust, everybody.
Hey, everyone, come on. 5 minutes. 5 minutes of places. The butlers are coming on board. No, we do not have more help. Okay, Reagan, get out of bed. These are guest butlers. No, that means that the guests are named butlers, okay?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Reagan's like, well, let's get everything set up in a flathead. The first charter was just me, Jason. I didn't have time to do anything. And now I have a hangover. It's unprofessional. I get that. It's not good. But now I have a whole team. It's going to be totally... Oh, hold on.
Hold on, let me put this very professional looking bosun schedule on Captain Sandy's dashboard. There it is, written on the back of a napkin with a crayon. There it is, Sandy, as your request.
So the guests come, and God, the captain, I feel bad that Captain Sandy has to try and sell this every single time. Welcome aboard Motor Yacht Home. Okay, it's just like your home. Hey, you might notice the logo is exactly the same as home from Target. Okay. And it's about as classy. Hope we don't tip over this time. Have fun, hat ladies.
Now, Natasha is going to go give you a tour so you can see all of your bedrooms, which do resemble padded cells. That is correct. But it's modern, so it's like on trend, I suppose. Anyway, all right, enjoy, guys.
So they go on a tour, and they're like, wow, this is much better than the potato farm. The captain goes to the kitchen, and the chef's like chefing out all over the place. And she's like, wow, can I tell you something? This is not food. This is art. Jesus, this is a Mona Lisa of pita bread right there. Wow, this is great. Is that focaccia barely smiling at me? What is that, focaccia, a little a bitch? Or is she just too classy for me? I don't get it. And that's what I love about you.
Look at those crudités. You put that into a rocking chair and you got Whistler's mother right there. That's what I gotta say.
Could you just stand there with an apple covering your face? That would be great.
Wow. Look, those carrot sticks, you arrange them like this and it looks like Da Vinci's thing with the guy with all the hands. You know what I'm saying? Wish I could remember its name. Would have been more effective. Meanwhile, you got, we also have Noah. Noah is one of the guests.
And just standing here with my hands on my cheeks and my mouth wide open like a ghost, but I'm not trying to scare anybody, just trying to catch some of that delicious art food.
Wow. Hey, Dave. Wow, that soup. I mean, give it some playing cards and it looks like a dog's playing poker, am I right? Oh, this one, look, and this one here, you know, if you cross your eyes, it's making a peace sign. Look, I never said it was all highbrow art, but it's art. That still is, you know what? That's art still. That counts.
Can't wait to see a rigatoni based on a hang in there poster.
Hey, look. Look at that. Look at that that dinner roll. It's going up a staircase upside down. Wow. Amazing. Amazing art.
So more tour, boat tour.
This guy Noah. Natalia. We have to talk about this guy Noah. He's one of the guests. He looks like he's like 21, 22, and he is so jazzed to be on TV. He's like very, very, everything he's very on. He's like, the amount of beers I'm going to be drinking on this deck is absurd. Am I right, everyone? High five. High five. Anyone? I'm just going to stand here all charred until someone high fives me. Anyone? No?
And he's cute, right? Like, he's cute. So Natalia and Kyle are talking about him. And Natalia's like, what do you think about the boat guy? Because, by the way, we haven't mentioned today how Natalia is so ridiculous. Every time they show Natalia, she's like, yeah, doing laundry. Look at me. Hey, ever seen any laundry done so sexually? That's me. It's like, okay, you're humping the dress. Stop. Just calm down over there. So they're talking about this guy, and she's like, what do you think about the guy? And he's like, you know what I'm thinking, right? I'll be your boss soon. That's what I'm thinking.
She's like, well, I might date Emily, and then I'll be your boss. And then they, like, laugh and slap five. And I think what's really funny about these two is that the more you look at them interact, the more you can see that they actually hate each other. But they don't actually fess up to it. Like, they clearly hate each other, and they hide it with laughter, right?
Well, I just know because I saw that preview where Kyle just lets loose on her in the streets. He's like, I have taken your shit for the last time, bitch.
Oh, like, I thought he was doing that to Natasha, not to Natalia. God, they really are twins.
Oh my God, it's so hard to tell brunette people apart.
I know.
So then, I don't know. That's how it is in my memory. But we all know I am not a reliable witness. Okay. Mm. Anybody who's listened to this show 5 minutes knows that that's the truth.
I'll tell you who's a reliable witness. I am, which is why I'm here in this frock. That's what I've got to say.
So the guys are putting out toys. And Reagan's walking around to clown music, which I think is funny. That they just show Reagan walking around doing nothing, and they're playing her the lazy-ass clown music
as
she does it.
And she's, like, telling the guys to inflate the inflatables, etc. And then, like, the guests upstairs are, like, cheersing. They have their cocktails. They're like, cheers! And then Kyle goes, cheers to the beginning of the end! I'm like, Kyle, these are not your friends. You don't get to pile on to their cheers, okay, sir?
Kyle, get the fuck out of here. He needs to be fired. He's ridiculous.
Came out last year.
So Z and Jason are in the toy closet, and Z's like, oh no, the sea bulb hasn't been on charge. They should go on charge as soon as they come out of the water. And Jason's like, I never unplugged anything, and I've never plugged in anything. So guess I just assumed they ran on fuel. Like, okay, listen, Reagan's a moron, but this is the third episode. Like, you've never noticed, and if they do run on oil, you've never thought to say, wow, I wonder if these need any fuel.
No. Yeah.
You kind of suck too, sir.
He's definitely the sort of person that's going to he'll be very passive, so that way his superior gets into trouble, you know? Like, oh, well, I wasn't told. So then Z goes and tells Reagan that the Z-Bobs have no charge. He goes,
they have no charge? Who put the Z-Bobs away? You didn't, Jason? Didn't you?
She's like very accusatory. And he's like, well, I didn't know.
C-Bobs always stay on charge. Always. That's why I'm always saying S-A-S-O-C. C-Bobs always stay on charge. Always. You can add an A to it too if you want to. C-Bobs always stay on charge. Always. C-A-S-A-O-C. Sasoka. Sasoka. Thank you.
I'm going to bed. I need a nap.
So Jason's like, it's like a total clusterfuck right now. Like, I'm getting, like, irritated because no one's leading. So then Kyle is, you know, being too friendly with the guests again. He's like,
yeah, look at me, chilling on this boat, looking around, trying to find a mine somewhere.
And one of the guests is like, so wait, you're not marrying Natasha? And he goes,
one guy is here, babe. Come on.
And Emily goes, oh, I thought he was flirting with me. It's like, wow. That really is. They really are sheltered up in Idaho, perhaps. I didn't realize. that is some weak-ass gaydar she's got going on there. So then Sandy's like, okay, let's go three shackles, everyone. And then Natalia's in the laundry room doing laundry, and she's like, you know what? I'm always the most organized person in my family. My pantry is organized. My panties are organized. My pants are organized. Anything with a P is organized.
Everything's got a home. And then I was like, pause for trauma story. Pause for trauma. Because this is the part where they're supposed to be. Because I found out that my mother was a robot, which was really awkward at the first PTA meeting when her head flew off because she wasn't oiled properly. And nothing happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love robot crazy Natalia, who's not even going to bother us with her trauma. Well done.
I know. I thought for sure, like, everything has its home. Because growing up, we didn't have a home. We just had a carpet and we'd roll it up and we'd go from street to street and unfurl it and be like, this is today's home. That was what we had. So that's why now everything needs a home today.
I need everything to have a home because when I was just a little girl, my daddy came to pick me up after school in his white van and I got in, but unfortunately it was an ice cream truck and I had to spend my childhood riding around in an ice cream truck with a kidnapper.
It's like, okay, okay, that and I understand
that. The moral of the story is his ice cream was very disorganized. So I would just organize it every single day. And that's why now everything needs a home.
So, yeah, I was like, wow, she's not wasting her time with her trauma. Do I like her now? Do I like her now? I don't know.
Z is talking about how he's gained a lot of knowledge. So that's great for Z. And then
basically because Reagan's an idiot. So he's like, yeah, well, I've you know, I can boss people around now because I've worked with Malia. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So then Natasha passes the chef and he's like, come here. And so they hug. And she's like,
oh, I'm just so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Look at you, how you made it through a day without crying, sobbing, throwing anything or threatening someone's life. I'm so proud of you, my little boy.
Yeah. And then Kyle's like, I honestly think Dave and Tosh are such a cute couple. And you know what? He's like, Dave turns into jello and Natasha just smiles. I think I know something's going on. Also, I came out of the closet just last year and now I'm looking for a man.
Like, look at them so soft together. My sus is up. My sus is up.
Yay. So toy drama. So there's different Dereks for different toys. Okay, so there's this fucking boat. Yeah. I hate this boat. This boat is mean. Okay, it's the first time I've ever thought a boat is mean. But this boat makes no sense. So they have to lift all the toys into the water with these Dereks, and they're all different sizes, so they have to keep changing it out and then put it in the water and then drive it around to the front of the boat.
Yeah, like, and the thing is, that in order to like lift the jet ski out versus the tender, they need to have different thing to pull it, like a different hook or something. And so they have to change it out. And the pins that like you have to hammer the pins out and in order to change the heads or whatever they're called. And so and the pins are stubborn, and so it takes like 20 minutes or whatever. And so they're sitting there trying to do this. And you know, like something's fucked up because this is actually not just Reagan's fault, even though it really is, but like it's not just her fault because even like the chief engineer is there and he's trying to do it and like none of them are doing it, but she's just sitting there watching and the guests are getting antsy and it's now been 90 minutes of them waiting for it to get onto a toy.
Yes. So she's like, Z, Reagan, can you come to the boat to do jet skis? I know somebody don't let that blah, blah, blah. He's like, change the battery on that thing. I know, because I'm a leader now. And so they're all watching, and then they're all rushing around, and Storm tells Jason, can you have the e-foil? And Jason goes, I'll do what my boss tells me. Okay.
Like, oh, okay, sir. Okay, well, weren't you the one who was like looking for leadership and isn't, and like there's someone clearly taking leadership or leadership role, but fine. So then like it's just like becoming more and more chaotic and Reagan's like,
you guys need to sort this out while we're on the bow.
And Jason's like, you need to sort this out. I'm sorry. We've been doing all the inflatables, okay? If you don't want us doing the inflatables and doing the passerelle, then tell us exactly what order you want us to do them in.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you need to, like, tell us the order. And she's like, well, where's the turn line, man? He's like, well, I've never seen this or inflated this in my entire life, so I don't know how I'm supposed to, like, know that I'm supposed to, like, do it right now. And the captain's like, oh, my God, everything needs to be in the water. Reagan, come here. Now, Reagan, listen, this is going to be a pep talk, okay? Dear Lord, please help me accept the passerelles I can get in the water and accept the passerelles I can't get on the water. Do you understand? You got to organize the team. It's complete chaos here. She's like, but I said do everything. I said put everything on the water. Is everything on the water? That's what I said to do, and they didn't do it. She's like, no, you were sitting there watching them hammering when you could be working,
okay? What is this, Mario World? You're just walking past hammers constantly? Give directives. Two people standing there talking about a tube, that's not what we need. Now, had you not been there, I would say, why aren't you standing there giving them orders? Okay, so can you win in this conversation? You really can't. But in either scenario, you're terrible at your job. Do you understand, Wig?
The point of the story is this. We need that banana blown up because you know what I love? That banana. So blow up that banana, okay?
And she's like, yeah, I know. I've said it 5 times.
I don't want to hear you complain. I just want to see you do your job / see the banana, okay? I don't want to be the bosun right now.
Now, I'm going to stock off angrily, but since there's nowhere to go on this janky boat, I'm just going to walk over by this plant and then look at you from behind the plant. Okay, watch.
I'm really mad behind the plant.
So then Reagan goes to Jason and she goes,
you know how we had 2 guys before working on the inflatables to get them ready?
He goes, what do you think I was doing? Do you think I was just sitting back there twiddling my thumbs?
No, I'm not saying that. Sitting back there. Obviously, Z is back there.
I'm saying, listen, I'm getting all the inflatables ready, and then you start bitching at me to get the passerelle. So pick something to bitch about and then go for it. Now, this is what I have to say, Roddy. I mean, Reagan.
Yeah, he's dead to me. He's dead to me.
Reagan is totally incompetent. There's no argument there. But you know what? He is a dick, and you know what? Had Riley, one of my favorite deck crew member of all time, Riley, had Riley said the exact same thing, and Lord knows she probably has, it would have been like, oh, she's trouble. She's difficult. She's not a team player. She makes it all hard. Oh, wow, we have to discipline her if Riley says it. But this guy says it, and then she's like,
No, I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying I want to get more.
So, like, I think it's a total double standard, and I'm why I feel like litigating this, and for Riley's sake, I don't know why, but it's what was in my mind.
You're right, though. I mean, I can't believe that she just sits there and takes it. Like, okay, well, you know, she should be like, shut the fuck up, you listen to me, or you're out of a job. But she's like, I'm not bitching at ya. And he's like, just don't come back and start, like, nitpicking, like, 30 things out of order. Okay, shut the fuck up, spreadsheet.
Yeah. Okay. Like, you either, like, because, and the thing is this, he has had this attitude, like, from the beginning. It's not like he's been worn down and this is finally where he's at. Like, he, and admittedly, he was a workhorse. The first charter, he was doing a lot, but he had an attitude that entire time, too. And he's like a dick. And I just feel like, as long as we're coming down on everyone else for being dicks, like, Jason needs to also be part of the conversation.
Okay. He's in.
He's in. Good.
So now Kyle is in the galley, and he's like, oh, look at you, Chef. You should see your face. You look super stressed. Super. And he's like, thanks. Cheers, mate. Appreciate that.
You're almost as stressed as I am when I go to Venice to find my husband. So then Natalia is like, laundry, 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 laundry. It's your friend. It never ends. And then she drops an iron on the floor.
So let's see, dinner is going to be octopus, braised pig cheek, and chocolate something.
A chocolate bomb. Yeah.
He's like, I love experimenting. I have octopus. And on the preference sheet, there's a few people that don't like seafood, but I don't follow preferences. I do extreme things, like jump out of flames. And if my sheet doesn't open, yeah. Well, too bad. I'm a gambler.
I know. I was like,
it's not giving cooking something for somebody that they don't want is not a gamble. It's you being a fucking asshole. You're in the service industry, okay, jumper?
I'm sorry. Electing to serve someone some octopus is not the same as jumping out of an airplane and hoping that your chute works. Okay, I'm sorry. They're not as it is a false equivocation. Equivocacy. Ooh. False. I forget the word, and there never was a conversation.
It was equivalency. But yeah, he's an asshole. So then Storm jumps into the water heroically to move, you know, one of the inflatables to the other side of the boat. And they're like, dun, 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 look at Storm jumping. And he's like, I'll get my passion from my mother. Because she had to be fierce. I remember her being tired from work, and I remember my sister being born. My sister, she could only sleep if she was in the car. But my mom would fall asleep too, so I had to drive, which was legal.
5. But I would snap to it and I would drive anyway. I was like, get the fucking inflatable.
You know, get the banana.
What are you doing?
You're chasing down some floaties, okay? Like, this is, it's like, oh, I remember having to get into that car and being so scared. It's that fear that drives me to go attach a line onto a floating banana.
Wow. I think out of all the trauma stories, that's the best one. I had to get a baby to sleep, but she would only sleep in the car. But my mom would sleep too. So I drove the car. I was 3. It's like, what the fuck?
I was also driving Lyft, but early days Lyft, when they put the mustaches on the front of the car. I think you can understand why. I was just in it for the pups. So
the kid on the boat, whatever his name is, just like popping bottles. He's Noah. Like, yeah, I'm getting wasted today, bitch.
Yeah. And there's a guy named Tommy who's also getting wasted. There's just a lot of people getting wasted. So Sandy is telling Natasha, hey, there's someone who doesn't like fish, remember? You got that covered. And Natasha's like, absolutely not covered. It's totally Dave's on top of it. Although he did say something about he was going to go spelunking in a volcano if it meant he had to serve the octopus. I didn't quite follow it, but something about extreme behavior. I don't know.
So they get the octopus, and Emily's like, yeah, I do not like octopus. And so if this is good, then this guy's amazing. And she eats it, and she's like, I mean, I wouldn't order that again, but it's good. It's like, well, please extreme. Complain. I hate that this guy is being like lauded as an artist when he's blatantly refusing to do what they ask. That's bullshit.
Don't worry, someone this season will complain. It'll come back to haunt him, okay? So then Z is talking with Sandy about Reagan and saying that there's basically no direction, and he tells her about the sea bobs, you know, and she's like, oh no. And she's like, you know, listen, Z. You worked under someone who was very experienced, one of the best bosuns of all time. She was elected to be an honorary member of Bosun Academy Hall of Fame, okay? So you have those are big shoes, big giant shoes to fill.
Let me tell you one thing. If you can disrespect a sea bob, you can disrespect a land bob. And that's very scary. No bobs will be disrespected on my watch. Do you have it, future Bosun Z?
So here's what I want you to do, Z. I'm gonna give you this little plastic ring. Find a fire pit, but pretend it's a volcano and throw it in there, and then you'll be. Do you watch Lord of the Rings? Is this not landing with you, Z?
You don't seem to understand what I'm saying. So here's what we're gonna do: hide her wig. Just hide her wig.
And then, if you want to go back to the Lord of the Rings analogy, because maybe you've done some Googling, you can throw her wig into the fake fire and fake volcano. You know, it's just work on it. Let's work on it.
So now, pork cheek, which, is that a thing? I mean, obviously it is. Pork has cheeks. I've heard of beef cheeks being served.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, a very worldly person when it comes to food, obviously, but I didn't know people ate pork cheeks. I've never heard of that.
I guess they do. They do.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then we see Natalia not able to open a closet again. It's like a wacky Natalia saying, she's like, I'm going to go close it. So then Kyle comes over to the table and he's literally never given one good line of service, okay? He comes to the table and he's like, oh, look at you. Well, I see how much you've all consumed, and congratulations for staying up so long.
Yeah, and they're like, well, there's this one guy, Tommy, who's wasted, and he's getting the gibberish subtitles that Below Deck likes to pull out, the ones that are like, wah, 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 question mark. So then he falls on the floor, and like Noah and Tommy are like cracking up. They're like, this is gonna make great TV. And Natalia and Kyle are working together in a shower, and Natalia's like, oh, I literally want to give Stormy a little cuddle. And Kyle's like, you've been here for 3 days and your pussy be throbbing already.
Cringe. So dessert is delivered, and Tommy's like, hey, everyone can be cool as fly. You know what I'm saying? Am I wrong? Am I wrong on that? And they're like, we don't know what you're talking about, Tommy. Okay. So the dessert comes, and Noah's like, you are a stud, bro. You are a stud. Yeah.
hey, I just want to interrupt your dessert to say that if you go to Los Angeles, you can actually walk in this dessert. They project it on all the walls. It's called Van Gogh, Immersive Van Gogh. And that's what this dessert is. Congratulations.
So people go to bed, except Tommy and Noah are running around screaming and stuff. And then it's bedtime. Okay, now it's morning. And the captain calls in Ray.
Gam.
Old Ray. I love Ray. I love every time they show Ray. He's like, yeah, what can I do for you, honey? Like, okay, Ray. Now listen, Telly Savalas, a couple of things. I want to succeed on deck. This is Reagan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's I thought we were talking to Gam.
Oh, you just let me run there. Sorry.
No, I said Gam.
About Telly Savalas.
Well, no, you said Ray, and I said Gam. And then you said this thing about Telly Savalas. And I thought, was there someone else named Ray that, like, and then I was confused. So then I wasn't letting you run with it. I was just trying to, like, kind of figure it out.
I went to Old Man Ray, the officer or whatever. Isn't his name Ray? Anyway, Telly Savalas, the older bald guy. Who they're like, the boat's sinking. He's like, well, I don't know. Look at a manual. But no, it's Captain Reagan. And the reason I didn't recognize her, the captain's like, okay, Reagan, a couple of things. Why are you wearing Rasta braids? Okay. That's a little weird. It's a little awkward. I can't find my wig. I had to get another one. All right. Okay. That was, kind of did that one to myself. Okay. So
listen. I want to see you succeed on deck, okay? And I think I need to know what you need to help you get organized. What's that saying? Help me help you, help me help you. Something like that. Anyway, because when you're organized, that's when you gain the trust from your decker. Except from Jason. He's a dick. Let's be honest. Even I can see that, okay?
So now here's the thing. I don't want to tear your spirit down. I want to build it up. And she's like, oh, thank you, Sandy. But I'm here to do a business. And if you can't fucking do it, you get the fuck out of here, you little weakling, because I'll kill you in your sleep. Oh, whoa. Sorry. Was that my outside voice? Sorry. It's that big pen I poked myself with earlier. Okay. Let's start this over.
Wait, I'm figuring out everyone's weaknesses and where I need to be more. And hopefully today will be a lot better. Hold on 1 second. I just need to take a nap real quick. I'll be back in about 3 hours to finish this conversation. Okay, bye.
Listen here, Verizon man. I cannot hear you now, okay? So you need to figure out your own weaknesses, because that's where you're struggling. You're not struggling finding other weaknesses. It's your own, okay? That swim platform was complete chaos. You have no game plan. On other boats, you had all these other positions. I'm just like, well, to be fair, everyone works differently on different boats. No, super yachts don't work differently. Every super yacht is the same super yacht. Okay, they don't. So for safety, you have time to show me you can do this, because I need a boss I can trust. Do you know what I mean? You're about to die. Do you understand my words?
My triceps.
What?
But I have weak triceps. You said you wanted me to work on my weaknesses. I got weak triceps. Are we done?
How did you get a beehive hairstyle from the time I started talking to now?
Oh, well, you know, the Z just came while you were talking and took my wig off and threw it in the fire of some sort. I didn't understand why, but I thought it showed good initiative.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean.
Thanks, everyone, for being here. We'll be back later this week with all sorts of recaps, so go check those out. And don't forget, take a seat. If you missed it, it's on demand on Spotify. So we'll catch you on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, G.
Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
Hail the Cork Master, the Master of the Cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.